From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Zimbabwe's ruling ZANU-PF party will meet on Sunday to dismiss President Robert Mugabe and reinstate the vice president he dismissed, Emmerson Mnangagwa. Maya Bush has more about the meeting.
Reuters News reports that a party central committee meeting scheduled for 10:30 a.m. local time would also dismiss Mugabe's preferred successor, his wife Grace, from her role as head of the ZANU-PF Women's League.
Mugabe's 37-year rule has been effectively at an end since the army seized control Wednesday, confining him to his residence, saying it wanted to target the criminals around him. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri is in Paris for talks with the French president on the crisis sparked by his resignation. Hariri was dispelling accusations by Lebanon's president that he was being held in Saudi Arabia against his will. Pascal Davies explains why he went to France.
His resignation and prolonged stay in Riyadh has caused fears for Lebanon's stability. The visit to France, Lebanon's former colonial ruler, is seen as part of a possible way out of the crisis.
Lebanon's president Michel Aoun has refused to accept Hariri's resignation unless he does so in Lebanon. After days of searching for its missing submarine with 44 crew members aboard, Argentina's Navy received distress signals late Saturday. Authorities were unable to connect with the signals and are trying to locate their origin. There had been no contact with the ARA San Juan since early Wednesday, prompting Buenos Aires to launch an air and sea search with the help of countries including Brazil, Britain, and the United States. This is VOA News. The so-called godfather of coral is part of a new research mission to unlock some of the secrets of Australia's Great Barrier Reef. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Charlie Veron is one of the world's leading experts on coral reefs. Born in Sydney, he's known as the godfather of coral because he's discovered so many different species. He's part of the Great Barrier Reef Legacy Mission, which is taking 8 teams of scientists on a voyage to map and test the health of remote parts of Australia's Great Barrier Reef. In April, researchers discovered that for the first time, mass bleaching had affected the Great Barrier Reef in consecutive years, damaging 2/3 of the World Heritage listed area. When it bleaches, the coral isn't dead, but it begins to starve and can eventually die. The reefs, though, are resilient, but what concerns scientists is that more frequent bleaching, which is caused by rising water temperatures, makes it harder for the coral to recover. Bleaching occurs when corals under stress drive out the algae that give them color. Phil Mercer for VOA News.
Saturday, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said that the police would resume their lead role in implementing his war on drugs if the narcotics problem worsens. Maya Bush explains why the police were initially withdrawn.
The firebrand leader ordered the Philippine National Police to withdraw from the campaign a few weeks ago amid unprecedented scrutiny of police conduct in the campaign, which has killed thousands of suspected drug users and peddlers. The Philippines has drawn international criticism for the killing of 3,900 people in police anti-drug operations over the past 15 months. But the police deny allegations by human rights advocates that many of the killings were executions.
The police said they had to use deadly force in each case because the suspects were armed and they had resisted arrest. Duterte has given the Philippine Drug Enforcement Agency the responsibility for all anti-narcotic operations, but agency chief Aaron Aquino last month said that without police participation, the intensity of the war on drugs could lessen. The official Chinese news agency says a fire at a building advertising low-cost rental apartments in southern Beijing suburb has killed 19 people and injured 8 others. The Xinhua news agency says firefighters put out the fire at the Shenjiang village in the district of Daxin 3 hours after it was reported. The local fire department and district government refused to comment. The Egypt-Gaza border opened under the control of the Palestinian Authority for the first time since 2007. Egypt opened the Rafah crossing point Saturday for 3 days on a humanitarian basis for the first time since the militant Hamas group ceded control of Gaza's crossing with Israel and Egypt to the Western-backed Palestinian Authority. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.